This is St. Louis Public Radio. Dave Grelli has been an in-demand keyboard player on the St. Louis music scene for years. He's played with lots of ensembles, from the Funky Butt Brass Band to the Led Zeppelin tribute group Celebration Day. His life was upended 2 years ago when a hit-and-run car accident caused him major injuries he's still recovering from. For the first time since the accident, Grelli will make his way back to the stage as a band leader when he leads his new group Friday and Saturday at Faring Jazz Bistro. As St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin reports, the musician is renewing himself through his new band.
In his rehearsal studio on Washington Avenue, Dave Grelli has areas set up for the horn players and bassist on his latest project, and an array of synthesizers that are all for him.
Then, you know, this is kind of what I use for most of my organ stuff.
There's also a wall covered with Get Well cards and a drawing by his young son that reminds Grelli of a dark time not so long ago.
It's kind of a splattering of very dark colors. There's a little white, but it's a very ominous and dark piece of art there.
When little Julian drew that dark blob, his dad wasn't far removed from a hit-and-run car accident that almost killed him. He was midway through a crosswalk on South Grand when a woman struck him with her car and left his body in the middle of the road.
So yeah, they rushed me into surgery. You know, I had multiple surgeries that night. I broke dozens of bones. I lacerated my liver.
The driver, Michelle Conway, later pled guilty to leaving the scene of an accident and was sentenced to 5 years probation. Grelli was 36 at the time. He and his wife, Casey, were about a month away from the birth of their second child. His physical rehabilitation has been difficult. But he says the worst part is that his head trauma and a heavy regimen of painkillers have made it hard to concentrate and wiped out his short-term memory, which makes things harder as he eases back into his musical life, sitting in with different groups.
Once I'm in the song, once I'm in the middle of the tune, I know what to do. Muscle memory comes back, my ears start working again. I start learning the skills I've spent all this time acquiring. But, you know, if I see a set list for a band, you know, they put that in front of me, I don't know how half these songs go.
For his new band, Dave Grelli's Pleiadors, he's written some new songs and put together a group of all-star players from around St. Louis. The music will be a gumbo of funk, soul, and various flavors of jazz, with a 7-person band plus guests. These will be his first gigs as a bandleader since his accident, 2 years and 1 week after his life changed. Horn player Adam Hookey is a longtime collaborator, and he plays trumpet in the new group.
It's really cool to see the songs that Dave has chosen, the songs that he's written for this, some songs that we've played together in the past, but it's definitely a great look at what he thinks a gig should be, because he's the one choosing everything.
Grelli says the new songs and new band are part of his recovery, and a piece of the personal evolution he's been forced to make.
You've got to find a new self, you know. It's really tough to say goodbye to the old you because you want to get all that stuff back. You know, you're told you'll never be able to run again. You'll never be able to, you know, you don't want to believe it. And I don't, but you also have to kind of realize, like, this is a new you and accept it. And this debut is kind of like, okay, this is the new thing. This is me. This is some stuff I need to get out.
On the wall of his studio, near those Get Well cards and the dark drawing his son made after the accident, there's a newer drawing by Julian, who's now 4. It displays a much improved mood.
And you couldn't be any brighter, right? It's as yellow as yellow can be, and he pretty much filled the entire paper with just the brightest yellow, which is his favorite color.
Grelli has friends and family coming in this weekend from as far as Los Angeles and New York, for a big professional milestone that's also very personal. I'm Jeremy Goodwin, St. Louis Public Radio.
For more of our arts and cultural coverage, go to stlpublicradio.org.